It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown.
Welcome to B-movie breakdown, episode number 89.
Wow.
That's a good year.
It's a good year. When did this movie come out? 85.
That's the better year.
85.
That's when I was born.
Yeah, neither was I. I was.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
That was the best.
Worst year.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. Worst year.
This is the worst year, because this year I turned 30, and that was almost 30 years ago now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way to math.
Yeah, way to math.
I did it.
It only took her 30 years.
Yeah,
it only took you 30 years to figure out how old you were. Woo-hoo. Up until now, you were just like, I don't know how old I am.
I can't do it.
I'm just going to take a guess. They keep telling me this age, but I don't believe them.
I'm young at heart.
Not until I can figure it out. You're young at heart?
Yeah.
There's a movie. Really. I think there's a movie called that.
I'm sure there
yeah.
was. I prefer Wild at Heart.
I like Untamed Heart.
Oh, there was like Young at Heart. It was like a documentary about old people that went around singing.
They were like in a choir.
It was a documentary about these old people that sang.
Because singing is like good for your endorphins.
Yeah, but they were young at heart. They would sing like newer songs.
Oh, I see what's happening.
And they would go to like other senior homes and sing for those people. They would travel around the country.
Sounds like my version
on tour.
Of
how... Yes, they were on tour, but some of them died. It was sad.
Oh my god. That's too heavy-handed. I can't. What's the point? Like, life is
They didn't die singing. They didn't die like mid-song.
Some probably. They just cut that out.
So they're singing like, you know, Hit Me Baby One More Time, and then they just died.
Oh, God.
I don't know if that's the song.
What a way to go.
Songs they were singing. I can't remember.
I'm walking on sunshine.
It's like my popo okay face, my popo.
Yep, they're singing Lady Gaga.
Gaga. Gaga.
The B-Movie Breakdown is a weekly podcast where you find the humor, enjoyment, low-budget, lesser-known films of the past and present, who are the good, the bad, the what the fuck. Each week's movie will be revealed in the prior episode, so you two can join in on the madness. You can listen to us if you subscribe on iTunes, on our website, bnbpodcast.com, or on Stitcher. You can reach us on our site, email bnbpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter @bnbpodcast, or on Facebook. Facebook. The movie we watched this week is continuing our journey into the darkness.
Yeah, it's journey, like, where am I? What's going on?
Journey That's into the mind like. Of Jason Voorhees, or in this case, lack thereof.
Yeah.
Or the idea of Jason Voorhees, I guess, in this movie. This week's movie is Friday the 13th, Part 5, A New Beginning.
A new start.
Well, it's not even a new beginning, though.
They were trying to make it a new beginning.
Anyone.
It was trying to.
Not even in there.
What do you mean a new beginning? What do you mean?
He's not even in there.
But it's a new beginning.
Spoiler.
For like the franchise, because he's dead, so it's like a new beginning.
Now give us your money.
Yeah, that's pretty loaded.
Yeah.
It's just. A trick.
Maybe it was a new beginning for Tommy.
That was a bait
and
switch.
The carryover character.
Maybe.
He's carried over into this one.
Some great new beginning he got.
He had a lot of trouble going on.
Yeah.
I did like the scene in the beginning with Corey Feldman.
Oh, yeah.
Reprising his role as Tommy and, like, making sure that Jason, like, is dead.
So they only got him on set for, like, 2 days? Or they're just like...
Yeah, he was, like, filming Goonies or something.
That makes sense. Wait, Goonies? He looked like a little baby in that movie.
In what?
In this movie.
Yeah, he was like a little kid in Goonies.
They were all kids in Goonies.
I know that, but I feel like he looked older than he did here. I don't know. Maybe it's just, I can't differentiate Baby Feldman from...
Druggy Feldman.
Yeah, like scary Charlie Sheen-esque Feldman.
You always keep referring, like, comparing him...
He does, reminds me of him.
...to Charlie Sheen.
He just better not go down that path. He's probably already more
fun. Yeah, he was filming the Goonies when they were filming this movie.
All right, and Ramsey.
And he came in on his day off from filming the Goonies to film the small small part.
That's who I think should have been Jason.
I wonder how much
he
got paid for that cameo.
You think that Tommy should have turned into Jason?
No, I think some Anne Ramsey should have been playing Jason.
Anne Ramsey?
Yeah. Do you remember Anne Ramsey?
But why?
Just throw Mama from the Goonies. Train.
Yeah, I understand, but why would
she
be Jason Voorhees?
She should have had her take a day off.
She's quite a scary person.
She was terrifying. She terrified my childhood.
There's a movie where a basketball blows up her head.
Where is that?
It's a horror movie. It's called, like, My New Best Friend or something like that.
Anne Ramsey.
Throw Mama from the
and
train.
She's
that
in it, and she's being mean and evil, and the girl who's, like, she's, like, there's, like, a, it's, like, a movie about, like, a robot person that becomes, like, friends with people, but it looks like a person, and then it goes crazy and starts killing.
Like an android?
Yeah, and then it throws a basketball at her head and explodes.
Whoa. Why does everybody always want to kill Anne Ramsey?
You've seen her.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
She's the hair, I think.
I think it's the face more than anything.
I think it's the voice.
Yeah, the voice. And then the face is just like...
I was like, I don't know, stroke mouth.
For some reason, when I was younger, I would always get confused. The Throw Mama from a Train or Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. Totally different movies.
They should have made a crossover.
They should have. Sylvester Stallone has said that that's the worst thing he's ever done.
Oh, God.
He said, like...
Really?
He said... Yeah, I think that's the worst movie he's ever done.
I used to love that movie. And that, yeah, like.
Why, just because Estelle Getty was in it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it was. Like, that and Guarding.
Look, it's the lady from Golden Girls, but she has red hair this time.
And, like, Guarding Tess. I liked that movie for some reason. I guess it's just like, don't hurt my mom, she's tough, though. Or, like, this little old lady, yeah. Like, I don't know. The other one was Nicolas Cage. It's like, she's tough, she's my friend. I don't know what it is. What?
But yeah, I don't know. There was like Stop My Mama Shoot and Throw Mama from the Train probably came out around the same time.
Yeah, kind of.
Feel like that's why it's the confusion.
I watched Throw Mama from the Train the other night, and that movie is extremely fucked up.
Well, I mean, they're trying to throw their mom from the
train.
Yeah,
but like, everyone in that movie is mentally ill.
Well, somebody like kills somebody's wife, right?
Yeah, like they Billy think Crystal. Billy Crystal killed his wife. And I can't remember what actually happened with his wife.
She did die. Somebody killed her. Somebody killed her on a boat.
Right. And then he's, like, on the run from the law, and Danny DeVito's, like, insane and crazy, and he's like, you could kill my mama.
So he wasn't playing anything.
He's just playing himself.
Yeah, right.
Taking pictures of his foot the whole time.
Oh, my God.
He does that. Puts it on Twitter.
I know. Yeah, he grosses me out now. I can't.
Why? He's fine.
Ever since he played Frank, that role totally grossed me out. He's just sick.
It's like a great role. He's great in it.
It was worse than Penguin. It repulsed me worse than Penguin.
He's great as Frank, though.
He's funny. I'm just afraid that, like, that's legit now. Danny DeVito. Mm-hmm. Like, that's him on a daily basis.
Wasn't he on, like, The View one time really drunk, and he was, like, just making weird noises the whole time, just going, whoop, 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 and just, like, weird things. And I remember that being on The Soup or something.
Rhea Perlman was like, see ya. Or something, because
that was like recent.
Yeah, but they got a divorce because he was like using that to lure young, like fuck young girl, not the girls, but like young women.
Using what?
Like the fact that he was playing on Always Sunny.
Oh, well, you just said he was using it. That I don't know what
he's using his dick to fuck girls.
Using his drunkenness.
Yeah.
Yeah,
anyway, I don't know.
Girls are like, oh, look at that guy, Frank. He's hot. Like Artemis on the show. She
right.
fucked him, so, like, maybe there are other girls
so
similar
that one
to her.
Girl, the one Charlie liked.
Yeah, so maybe there were girls that are just like, well, if these girls are fucking him, we should too. They didn't care that his wife was on Cheers. They didn't care.
How we got here.
It's like, what's Cheers?
Woody Harrelson.
Those are speedboat salesmen. You're such an ignoramus! That's Rhea Perlman, sorry. That's from Matilda.
Oh, I thought you were quoting an episode of Cheers. I was like...
Really?
I've watched like 3 seasons of Cheers so far, and she's yet to say that. So.
No, that's the only thing I really liked Rhea Perlman. I thought Cheers, I wasn't... When Cheers was on, I was still like, I'm a kid, but I did watch Murphy Brown, a shit ton of Murphy Brown.
Murphy Brown is like a very heavy-handed show. I don't understand this bar humor, but this woman that's very serious and it's kind of funny, I really...
She was an up-and-comer and a go-getter.
You're like...
An independent woman.
She don't need no man.
No. Plus, I had broken my arm and I was in the hospital for like a month when I was in kindergarten.
Candace Berg, what was her name?
Candace Bergman. God damn it, I would have been fine now. Candace Bergen.
Bergen? She was your bed mate at the hospital?
Uh-huh. Me, just me and Murphy Brown. I don't know. I don't know why I was so obsessed with that. Anyway. That
remember us being here for a purpose.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know how we even got started talking about Danny DeVito and Throw Mama from a Train and that woman.
Ann Ramsey.
Because she just wanted Ann Ramsey to play Jason Voorhees.
Yeah, that would have been scary.
It would have made it a better movie.
It probably would have.
I just didn't want to see her boobs.
Yeah, why would we have to see her boobs? We didn't see this man's boobs who played Jason. He might have had man boobs.
We saw his face too many times.
He was in this movie for like 2 fucking seconds. Who? And that's why the guy that, you know, the spoiler alert.
The guy who is Jason at the end?
Well, it's like
he was in the movie in the beginning.
For like 5 seconds of looking around real weird.
Well, he was sad that his son died.
That was fucking hilarious.
Which is the best part of the whole movie.
Get literally away from me.
The best part of the movie. So, in this movie, Tommy, who from our last movie, he's been bumped around from home to home. He goes to a new home that's like a troubled teens type of place.
Corral.
But there's one gentleman that works there. His name is...
I thought he was a patient.
The guy with the buzzsaw? Or the whatever?
Wait.
Who they're all patients about? There?
I thought they were.
Yeah, but they're like troubled. I didn't think they all had... I don't even think they're all special or something.
Honestly, they didn't really do any real work on any of them, and I was confused as to what each of them
was. It was like a halfway house type of deal, but right. Like...
Yeah.
Yeah, but for like troubled people.
Yeah, but I thought they were like... all people who came from, like, mental institutions.
I don't know if they all necessarily came from mental institutions.
Because the one girl just liked to dance.
That was a fucking illness.
She was my
It just seemed like some of them were, like, troubled.
Yeah.
Well, like, some of them I could see that they might have had things going on, but some of them just seemed like they had, like, some issues.
What about the guy that killed someone with a chainsaw?
Okay. This is what I mean. Joey... who was the one...
Yeah, wasn't it a chainsaw?
Joey, he was kind of special, right? Something...
Joey, who's that?
The fat one.
Who got,
yeah, with oh,
the
candy yeah, bars. Something happened in there.
I'm just eating candy bars all the time.
Stupid
and
white pants. They're so ugly.
Oh, those pants were so
and he's just like,
dumpy.
I'm going to wipe my candy all over myself. And oh, you want me to fold clothes? I'll wipe candy on that.
I'm good at laundry.
It's almost like...
It's like, well, never mind. Forget it then.
Had Shelley survived, this is what he would turn into. Yeah, is this Joey character.
The chocolate.
He's just like candy, chocolate all over his mouth all the time. Like,
I told Ryan.
I saved you a candy bar.
He reminded me of like a real life Garbage Pail Kid.
He kind of was like a Garbage Pail Kid. He was obnoxious and absurd. And then he tries to go help...
I don't remember that one's name.
Vic. The guy, I have the names written down of when things happen. He tries to go help this guy, Vic, who's chopping up wood.
Yeah.
Because they all had to do chores around the house. It was kind of like their, like, halfway house type of thing. Where, like, you gotta each do your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he goes to help that guy with chopping wood. And that guy gets so enraged... and so annoyed by him, and it's just like the last straw, he chops him
like
up with a...
slices him in the back a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Then he chopped him up.
Yeah, he just started going to town on him with an axe.
What did he say? What was the last thing he even said?
No.
So he was just like, forget it then.
Yeah, he put the half-eaten candy bar on the log so that Vic guy hit it with the axe. He's like, fine, be that way. He walked away and he's fucking hit him in the back with it.
That was when I was like, that's oh, shit! I turned around and I was like, why did that happen?
And then, like, the movie starts off like that, so you're like, whoa, this might be good. Like, why are other people killing? This is a first. We've never had other people killing other people as opposed to just Jason murdering.
No, this is just why they're like, these people are crazy.
Yeah, like, this guy just went off the rails and killed this special needs kid.
Right.
And it was, like, really bizarre. But honestly, that's my favorite part of the whole movie. It's just because it's like, why? Yeah, it's like, why did this happen?
Because you know, no matter how bad the movie is, you won't have to deal with him anymore.
Yeah.
True. Because he is quite annoying.
Yeah, when he was on the screen, I was just like, I'm uncomfortable.
And it's like a hemorrhoid.
And the thing is, this time, Tommy, he's, like, not even anywhere near Crystal Lake anymore.
Where are they at?
they said Pinehurst, and I think it's believed to be, like, Pennsylvania or something at this point.
Where's Crystal Lake?
I think it was Crystal Lake was upstate New York it was supposed to be.
It's only a few hours away.
Yeah, but still, it's just like, now you're getting even further from the subject material.
Yeah, and why did that guy do that then and pretend to be like Jason if they were so far away?
Because he knew about the kid's background, and he was pissed off.
He was pissed because Joey was his kid.
Yeah.
But you don't even know that till the end of the movie.
No.
You just know him as Roy the Medic.
And even when he's there.
And he's so sad when the, though, like, when he, knowing it going in, when he sees the body, he's, like, so unbelievably sad and pissed off that this kid's dead. But, like, you don't know why he's sad and pissed off. You're just like, oh, this
is... I just thought it was weird.
Yeah, Gina was like, why did he do that? I don't know, he hates that guy.
Oh, yeah, he did something weird.
And there were so many weird, like, characters, because, like, I think the characters here, there was, like, the Hillbillies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Ethel, yeah, I didn't like and that at Junior. All. I didn't like them at all. The one reminded me of, like, a really gross Chris Pratt. Like, like a fat, disgusting.
He
kind of
was. Yeah, there he is.
I don't like that.
There he is.
I didn't like either
of them. I can see
the
Chris Pratt right there.
Yeah. I didn't understand why they were so angry because
get off my land!
They, like,
why those kids kept going there to fuck on their property?
I don't know. And then she just let that, like, homeless guy in.
Yeah. That guy wasn't around for too long either.
Why did... This is what I mean. This movie, like, I don't even understand, like, some things that happened in it.
Well, yeah, because
like,
he could have been from that halfway house.
Yeah, why is there this scene of this homeless guy, like... you got any work? Like, why is this?
I haven't eaten in 2 days,
ma'am.
Go
pick up that shit!
Yeah, there's just, like, I don't even understand, like, there's, like, these little characters that keep popping up. Like, those greaser kids?
Yeah, that was
like, what was with them? Like, why did we have to know these guys? What, they don't have anything to do with the main characters.
There's extra people to kill. Like, literally just extra bodies.
The one guy and his girlfriend who was the waitress...
Wait, who was that?
That was the guy who drove Tommy to the... Or he was in the transfer van when they dropped him off at the place.
Like, why do we need to know more about him?
The guy with the mustache that was doing the blow in the car.
Oh, the dancing guy. And the waitress that was just like...
What did she do when she pulled her top down? What did she say?
Oh, what did she say? Damn it.
I don't know. I might have it written down because I wrote down some pretty absurd lines on this movie. But yeah, like, the main characters, essentially, there's the doctor, Pam Roberts, who's, like, the assistant director.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor, who's, like, the main
soggy
guy.
Soggy boobs.
Yeah, Pam, what t-shirt contest winner?
Oh. So
by the end of the movie,
like,
I was
last half hour, she's just running around with her nips
poking out. It was, like, droopy udders, wet... the whole last half hour of the movie.
But, like, I can see why the guy pretends to be Jason, though, like you were asking before we started talking about this, because he might have heard about those things, and everybody keeps talking about Tommy and that story.
Yeah.
So maybe he's like, well, this is my out, like, I can kill these kids, and it all get blamed on Tommy. Because the movie tries to make you think that.
Right.
Throughout the movie, that Tommy is the killer.
Right.
Based on what happened in the last one.
Sort of, he is then, too, at the end, which is ridiculous also.
Yeah, I don't even understand that.
Like
I really don't understand that. I don't. It doesn't go anywhere.
We did forget the beginning part, though, to backtrack a little bit, that the beginning was hilarious of the title sequence, that the face was just like, smash! It's like swooped in.
Again?
Huh?
Just like in the other one?
Yeah, but I feel like it was more epic. And then the mask, like, turned and it went through the eye hole. Anyway.
Yeah, but the only time Jason was actually in the movie was in the beginning when he's in his grave.
Yeah.
And he comes alive.
Yeah.
And kills those two guys.
I thought that was a dream.
It was, but that's the only
time
actually Jason Voorhees, though, is in the movie.
As himself, yeah.
We don't even know that, though.
Well, no, you don't. It was a dream.
It could have been like Carrot Top.
What is like
Carrot Top? Is Carrot Top a dream?
It's a nightmare.
Oh my god. We should watch his movie one time.
What?
No. Chairman of the Board.
No. Okay.
Yep, he totally started a movie.
I could live with
Was he ripped at the
that.
Time?
I don't remember. I just remember renting it from the video store when it came out in the 90s.
Speaking of people that look like hemorrhoids, that takes the cake.
I do remember, though, that when the movie came out, whoever the girl is that's in the movie with him was on Conan promoting the movie, and Norm Macdonald was also on there.
He's fucked up.
And Conan goes, so you're in a movie with Carrot Top, and it's called Chairman of the Board. And Norm Macdonald goes, oh, what is board spelled? B-O-R-E-D?
Then he got kicked off again.
Norm.
Oh,
funny. He got kicked off of David Letterman one time.
Oh.
In the 90s, because he was fucked up. That's all.
That is all.
That is all.
He pulled a Norm.
Yeah. But,
it's like you got kicked off Saturday Night Live.
What was the goth chick? Her name was Violet. Was that the goth one?
Yeah.
Because there was Eddie.
She was my favorite one.
Eddie, Tina, Robin, Jane, Violet, Vic, and Joey.
Joey was my least favorite.
Well, yeah, he died. Yeah, he died very early on.
Wait, no.
Joey was the one that got chopped up.
Not Joey. Who was the, hey, yeah, fuck this girl. Oh, yeah. Who's that guy?
I don't know. Eddie?
Oh, the one with the punchable face?
Yeah.
The one that got
Vic?
Fireman carried through the, end table. When he walked into the kitchen.
Oh, when him and Tommy, went at it. Yeah, that was awesome. There's character development points of Tommy that I do like in this movie.
Yeah.
Like that. But then it just goes nowhere. Like, it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, he's not likable or anything.
And what was the little black kid's name? Reckless?
Reckless.
Yeah, Reggie the Reckless.
Yeah. And his brother,
sounds
Demon.
Like a Viking.
All right. So.
His brother, Jerry Curl.
Uh-huh.
But I guess one only good thing about this movie is that the amount of gore in it, because I feel like the deaths were pretty gory and brutal.
A lot of them happened off camera too.
Well, there was the one guy got the flare in the mouth, the one greaser
that
kid.
Was funny.
And the other guy got his throat slit.
What was he saying?
What?
When he was coming back to the car, he was like scared.
Oh yeah, he was like, "Better make this fucking car start. You better fix my fucking car." And I was just like,
"Why were they greasers?" It was like, at this point, the movie's like, it's like, if Tommy's this much older, the movie this has to be like 1990 at least.
Yeah, he's like a weird 60s leather hat on, like a weird bicycle club, motorbike,
like Marlon Brando.
Yeah, some sort of weird. On the waterfront hat happening.
Oh, I think she said it's showtime.
Oh,
when she showed her boobs.
That is probably it.
Because I wrote down Billy and Lana, and then it's showtime boobs.
I have a theory too. That
it's showtime boobs.
That Jason, the dad, was anti-drugs. I did.
So it was like a thing of like, I think what they were
everyone
trying.
Everyone who used drugs died. That's what they did.
I think that,
even people who didn't use drugs died.
Yeah.
Well,
I think they were trying to go for like still like the Pamela Voorhees type of effect. Like, oh, she saw her son die because of negligence because of these people at this place. So here's this guy and he saw his kid die.
Yeah.
At the negligence of the place. But we still have this carryover character, so we're going to have it be Jason. I don't know. It's a mess.
There's the fact that it would never, ever have done. And it's not a twist, it's just...
They should have made this one like a Halloween 3 episode. Or Halloween 3 entry, where it has
nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
That is kind of what it is. I mean, it exists in its own, little bubble where Jason doesn't really have anything to do with it firsthand.
No, but Tommy does, so you do have a character still from the other ones. I don't know. There's just a lot of really weird one-off characters in this movie that, they're just there to get murdered. And then there's a lot of swearing. There's a lot of swearing and a lot of violence and a
lot
of nudity.
Yeah, swearing this one.
Yeah.
Not a lot of plot.
No. And there were some kills that were, the same. Like, that one...
Yeah, watching them all in, succession, you see how they recycled a lot of them in this one.
Yeah.
Like the girl...
Stabbing from under
the bed.
Yeah.
What's her face with the nips?
And then,
I don't know her name.
And then there was that guy, the creepy stranger guy. He got killed in the woods, right, when he was watching them have sex.
Yeah. Well, he was, coming to...
He was coming.
Jesus Christ. Wasn't he, gonna save them from something? Or something was happening to them that was
bad?
They
were banging.
No, they were banging, and he was watching. He was he got murdered before they did.
Wait,
they were both butt-ass naked running around for
a while. I remember. And he was chasing her, and then the sheet. And then she had her huge swaying boobs.
Yeah. And she got killed with the
hedge trimmers.
Oh yeah, he snapped her in the eye.
Yeah.
He trimmed her eyes.
Yeah, right to the eyes. The they're almost were they shears or were they almost bolt cutters?
They were gardening shears.
No, they were hedge clippers.
Were they hedge clippers?
Yeah.
And then Eddie, his head gets... That was probably the coolest kill of the whole movie. He gets the belt wrapped around his head. And then, like, squeezed and squeezed and squeezed.
That was cool.
Because it's just so absurd. It's like all the other...
I told Ryan, I was like, what?
All the other ones are just, like, stab, stab. This one's, like, somewhat creative. It's, like, wrapped...
How would that ever even be effective?
Because he's so strong.
The pressure would crush his skull.
It just... His eyes were just bleeding. Like, it was just so, like... It was going on forever. And it was just like, oh, my God. This is, like, really upsetting. And
it was gruesome.
Yeah.
Still.
Though I don't, the thing is though, I would believe Jason doing that. I wouldn't believe Roy the medic doing this.
Yeah, because
Roy just like pumping iron.
Yeah,
like
he
when
was
he's
a little slight almost.
Yeah, I don't understand. And what was with like Reggie's brother and his girlfriend?
Demon
was his brother's name.
Yeah,
and his girlfriend's name was Anita.
Uh huh.
And what why did Tommy and Pam go with to like the trailer park?
They said it would be good for Tommy to get out. And go to this weird parking lot
It was an RV park where they had their van parked, but they were, like, living there.
Yeah. And she was, like, I thought Anita was a prostitute, obvi. I didn't think that was, like, legitimately his girlfriend.
I thought it was his girlfriend. They made it seem like they've been together a while.
Because they smoked a joint together?
No, they were just talking about, like,
they were, like, he was, like, taking a shit, and she was, like, oh, baby. Ooh, baby.
That was him singing.
Did she sing that?
Yeah, they were like,
he was singing
baby.
On the shitter. He's like, ooh, baby, ooh, baby.
Yeah. That guy is... He plays a very similar character. He is in Return of the Living Dead.
He was in something else that I read, and I don't remember him in
If you remember Return of the Living Dead,
movie.
He's in that.
He's in some other horror movie, or something where he's like, the lead?
He's in another horror movie?
I think it's just, like, another older movie. Because he looked really familiar
it's up there
to me.
28 Days Later, but the one. But, yeah, he's in Return of the Living Dead. He's in the whole movie, almost, in Return of the Living Dead. But very similar character. Leather jacket, has got the earrings going, same hair. Because in Return of the Living Dead, all the kids that go to, like, the graveyard in the movie are, like, punk rockers.
Mm.
So, he fits the role. He's in the movie Joanna Man.
He is the main guy
in Joanna Man.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Because I was like, he's so familiar. And then it was just Joanna Man, and then I looked and I was like, that's not what I thought. But, still. But yeah, that was, like, one of my favorite parts was when he was, like, taking a deuce on the toilet, and then
she's like, oh, baby. And, like, I don't know, in that scene, too, there was, when they're going, when Tommy's waiting outside, why does he get in that fight with Junior, the hillbilly, Chris Pratt?
Oh, because that guy comes over, he's like, That's pretty much why.
That's what he, what did you just say?
You're a freak!
Oh, you're a freak.
That's pretty much.
Yeah, because I hated the freaks
like,
at the
well,
freaks
that guy
of the
was pissed
yeah,
because...
He ran at him on the dirt bike.
The guy's just insane. He just,
came
like,
up really close
why was
to
he
him.
Mad from before, though? He was mad from before. Oh, because he saw the van.
Yeah.
And he was like...
Yeah, and then he goes back and he's like, Mom, they're still around. And he's just driving around the yard like a maniac.
That's after, what's his face, beat him up.
And the mom's like, I'm going to get him, I'm going to make this salad or whatever
she's
doing.
She's like, come in here for the stew.
Your mama makes the best stew.
Yeah, and then she
like
got
dirt water.
And then she got killed.
Brain stew.
And then there was just murder after murder from this point. Robin, she was naked. She got killed.
Wait, who? Oh.
She was naked in
the
bed.
That guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That felt bad for him. He didn't mean it. I don't think he should have said, make love to you. That's a big step.
And then Violet, she got killed while she was dancing the robot.
I was really upset with that.
Yeah, she was the only one who, like, wasn't fucking around or doing drugs.
She
might have been doing drugs.
She was my favorite.
Not on the screen.
No, but she was like goth kid, but doing the robot.
She was minding her own business.
Didn't understand.
She was not in some shit. All she was a bitch sometimes. And that
she
if
was
I
a
had
bitch.
To live with those people, I'd be a bitch too. I think she was just homeless. She just wanted to be a breakout, breakdancing star.
Her isolation.
She was working on her ISO technique. And Jason was just like, fuck this bitch.
The girl who
Nobody
played...
Nobody listens to techno.
I feel like the worst actor so far in any of these movies was in this one, and it was the woman who played Pam.
Yeah, she was very
The one time she
terrible.
Goes, she was just like, what's the matter?
It's me, Pam! It's Pam! That was that part was really bizarre to me because she was like talking to Reggie or whatever, and that's why I kept telling Ryan, I'm like, she's freaking me out.
Because that was when he found all the bodies in the house.
Right.
And then I loved when that little black kid screamed. He screamed like a little girl.
Oh, yeah, he screamed. And then the running, too. The running was funny. Because, like, she was super, like, tortured woman, scary movie running.
She was using Reggie as, like, a shield.
She was pushing him around in front of her a lot.
And I love how at one point, because at this point you're still assuming it's Jason while watching the movie. That when he gets in the, when he's driving, or he's not driving, is he? Does he drive the tractor, or is it Reggie that drives it?
No, he drives the tractor as she's, like, crawling because she can't stand up.
Reggie was driving one.
Her boobs are too wet. What?
Reggie was driving.
Yeah, he drove a tractor.
Oh, yeah, Reggie hits Jason with the tractor.
Yeah.
This is what I mean, though. Jason,
and it's not
in
Jason.
4, he is dead, or he comes back to life in 4 after getting axed to the head. So it's like, all right, he's got this, like, next level, like,
but
and he's got this, like,
guy.
Crazy weird strength, and he's kind of like this, like, almost supernatural-esque being type of thing, and he's got these, like, undead things going on. So when he gets stabbed and stuff, it's like, whatever. This guy gets, like, impaled by the fucking forks on a tractor, and he's fucking fine.
Yeah.
Like, this guy got stabbed
so many times. He was a medic, dude. He had a first aid kit.
Yeah, and then, like, Pam is, like, chainsaws him at one point. Doesn't she cut him with the chainsaw?
Yeah.
Or before it runs out of gas before she can do anything.
Yeah, she does something. Or they have, like... she's about to run out of gas. She, like, chops his fucking arm off.
No, she cuts his shoulder.
She cuts his shoulder almost off.
No.
But, like, I don't know. And Tommy is, like, so afraid of this guy.
Yeah, I thought Tommy would be much less
like,
of a puss.
But, like, I understand why he is, because he still has these, like, memories, and it's, like, still haunting him, and that's a lot of the movie is these scenes of him looking in the mirror, and then, like, Jason coming up behind. But those are just visions. That's not this guy.
No.
But the guy looks significantly smaller than Jason ever
different.
Was. He's very small. And then Tommy returns at the end to somewhat save the day, but then he doesn't save the day.
He's just a killer.
What?
He's just a psycho, not a killer, but does he put the mask on at the end?
Well,
of a drawer?
Tommy confronts, like, the Jason, and then Tommy gets slashed across the chest.
Right.
And then stabs Jason with the knife. And then Reggie stabs Jason, too, I believe, with the knife. And then Tommy cuts Jason's hand off.
Right, when
he's hanging.
Got Reggie.
He's got Reggie, he's got him by the thing, and then he cuts his hand off, and then he falls onto the spikes.
And that's when we...
And I love how... this guy was wearing a prosthetic face.
Under the mask.
Under the mask. Like, where did he... Did he go, like, was it Halloween? And he was able to go just find a mask at the local...
Because the head was, like, deformed, too, at the back. He just needed it to be pretty accurate for believability purposes.
Like, did he ask Tommy, like, hey, I know you used to make masks. Like, can you make me a mask?
Maybe that's where he got it. He was fishing around in there.
But I love how when he falls onto the spikes at the end... And it's revealed that it's not Jason. He falls from the spikes. The hockey mask falls off, and the prosthetic has like exploded.
Like ripped open right down the middle.
It's like ripped open in many spots. It looks like like a bomb went off in his face in like a Looney Tunes cartoon.
It was like he didn't have anything shattered.
And then it's like it's Roy
the medic.
The meddling
like
kids.
I can't imagine, like, I wish seeing this, like, the first time I saw this movie I had already heard that, like, okay, it's not Jason. So but like in theaters in 1985 going to see this movie, and then at the end that's the ending, the twist. It's like you get a twist ending that you don't know is gonna happen.
Yeah,
you don't, because it's like the tagline on the poster is like, if Jason still haunts you, you're not alone. So it was, like, alluding to Tommy being still haunted.
It's like an M. Night Shyamalan
ending. But then, yeah, then there was, like, an M. Night Shyamalan ending, which was, you know...
What? No!
What? No! It's just, like, it's bullshit. It's a bullshit ending. It's just, like,
yeah,
just like every M. Night Shyamalan
bullshitty.
Movie. Just a bullshit ending.
Not everyone.
Because it's just, like, Roy the Medic? Like, just...
He was pretty bummed out.
With it
we
too.
Found this photograph of a
yeah,
fat kid
it's,
in his
it's,
wallet.
It's like Scooby-Doo. It's a Scooby-Doo ending, almost.
Yeah, it was Scooby-Doo.
Except for the guy's, like, dead. But also, if you're in the theater, 1985, seeing this, if you didn't pay attention to that guy from the beginning, the medic...
Never would have even known.
And then, at the end, you see this guy's face, and you're just like, who
like,
the fuck is that?
Around in the movie theater.
Yeah.
In 1985.
And then they explain that Joey was Roy's son. They end up explaining.
Yeah, they're like, we found this problem with this kid, this retarded kid's picture in his wallet. It's his skin.
But he just went insane.
The thing was, like, Joey was there because he was an orphan, because his mom died during childbirth, and the dad abandoned him.
Yeah.
Like, why would you give a
just
shit?
Just wanted to be a hopper dad.
You haven't seen this kid in 20 years.
No, he has seen him. He's kept an eye on him in the area.
Yeah, just being not a dad.
You haven't cared for
him. Just being an even shittier dad by letting him live in a halfway house and barely seeing him.
And
but
just eat all the candy that he wants.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you could have prevented that murder if you were a dad to this child.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he really should have just murdered himself and taken care of everything.
Like, that's bad parenting right there.
Well, he didn't know he was a bad parent. He just wanted to murder.
I do not know. Because
he just wanted an excuse for murder. Maybe he planned that his kid would die in the halfway house so he could murder.
We'll start a long con for this particular murdering spree I want to go on. Have a kid.
It was like an 18-year con.
No.
Just so he could murder.
He wasn't, yeah, like, he...
And then there was like, a false ending, too, right? Like,
yeah.
She goes in to check on Tommy.
And she's like, her boobs are just all, like...
And then he
boobs.
Stabs her, and then it's, oh my god, it's a dream. And then she's in, like, her hospital bed.
And then the same thing pretty much fucking
and then
happens
Tommy
over again.
Has the mask on, and he's just, like, consumed by Jason... And he just can't take it anymore.
Yeah. They don't show... He doesn't do anything, though, right? It just, like, zooms in on his eye.
Yeah, no, he... The door... He's, like, behind the door with the mask on in the hospital. Well, she goes to check in on him. And then she's... And then the window's open, and it's, like, lightning.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
she
yeah.
thinks that he, like, escaped out of the window. And she's like, Tommy? Tommy?
Right.
And then he closes the door, and he's got the mask on with a knife. And then it's, like... That was my conclusion, that he's just so consumed by Jason, he can't take it anymore, that he becomes Jason. So it's like, Tommy's the new Jason? Like, that's what they were setting up? But then, like, clearly the reception to this movie was so piss fucking poor.
Yeah.
That Tommy is in 6, but he's not Jason.
Well, then we'll figure it out then.
He was
then.
Cured of the crazy.
They almost ignore this movie.
Right. Literally.
But not really, because he is older in 6 still. He's older. It's not played by the same actor. He's older. I think they might even show that scene with...
Wait, it's not the same actor?
No, it's not the same actor playing Tommy again. It's a different actor.
So he's played by 3 different people
now. Yeah, but I think they show... Well, obviously, we'll watch 6 and find out. But I think that they show that scene with Corey Feldman again with the graveyard.
Oh, where he's like...
I think they show that in 6. I can't remember, though. But they almost ignore this, but not really, because they just, like... There's people in the movie that are like, he's been in all these places. So, like, they make mention of, like, that he's been in these places, but, like, I don't think they make mention of, like, a murder. And then the ending to this is completely thrown out the window, because it's just, why? We don't need this ending.
That was a fart. I mean, it wasn't the worst movie I've ever seen. Definitely not the worst horror movie I've ever seen, so that says something.
No, it's not the worst. It's just not good.
No.
And especially for this series, especially where we left this series off at.
We didn't have any chas in a long time, I feel like.
Yeah,
there weren't a whole lot in this movie, I don't think.
Not in the last one, either.
In the last one, there were a lot.
I don't remember.
Well, I mean, coming off the heels of the last one, and it's so... The fourth one's so good, and then he dies. It's just like, I don't know. I feel like maybe that's why I like 6 so much, because it's like, if you're really going to want to bring this character back from the dead,
it has to be him.
This is the way to do it. And they really go kind of all out in 6. It's pretty ridiculous there.
Oh,
so
Halloween. What is the name of the company again?
Silver Shamrock.
Yeah, that was stupid.
What?
That was weird.
Halloween 3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird to think about.
It's a weird movie. It was weird that guy was also in... What movie did we watch? Remember, he was in another movie we watched.
What guy?
The guy. The main guy from Halloween 3.
With the mustache.
Yeah, the cop.
Yeah.
He was in...
He always plays a cop.
He was a cop in Night of the Creeps.
Oh,
He was like the cop who like...
We didn't watch that one with you, though, I don't think. Did we?
With the slugs? Going alien slugs in the mouth?
Yeah, we did. Wait, did we? Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure.
Sometimes I think I just...
Alien slugs.
My brain is like, I can't process that. Goodbye.
But yeah.
Signing off.
Yeah, I mean, this one wasn't, like, the worst thing, but it was just...
It was pretty
bad. Like, what?
Why?
That's pretty much
a lot of it is just, this whole movie is just like, why? What? Why do we need... Who are all these people? Why? Oh, well, we're just gonna die left and right. Alright, I guess this is... Well, okay, what? Roy? The medic?
Right. Like, well, at least now in horror movies, too, you have, like, the script of, like, this person serves this purpose, and this person... Like, these people didn't even serve, like, a stereotypical purpose. Like... I mean, like, yeah, there was a douchey guy, there was the, like, gothy girl, but they didn't fulfill the stereotypes. They were just like, here I am, bye, I'm dead. So yeah. They didn't really have anyone fulfilled in terms of, like, their characters. That was just, like, didn't connect with anyone.
Apparently this movie had to be edited down a little bit so it wouldn't receive an X rating.
Uh-oh.
Was there penetration?
No, just so 16 scenes featuring sex or graphic violence had to be edited down in order to merit an R rating.
I don't even know if there was, like, a fact that I was tired or what, but when those two people were fucking remembering that weird guy was watching them, and then, like, they went back, and I was like, wait, did they have sex? And I didn't even realize that's what they were doing. So it was so veiled and weird.
Apparently this is the first film in the series where Jason is actually referred to by his full name, Jason Voorhees.
Really?
That's apparently in parts 2 and 3, 1 and 2, they only refer to him as Jason, while he's not referred to by name at all in part 3.
My favorite was when that one cop was like, Jesus, just because
nobody
Jason.
Knew who he
yeah,
was.
Yeah, nobody
in
knew
part
who he
three.
Was in part 3, so he was just a guy running around killing people.
I liked the one cop being convinced it was Jason, and then the other cop was like, you're stupid, he's dead!
Apparently the guy who played Tommy researched the role by working at a state mental hospital.
Oh, okay, well that was excessive.
That's where he got ripped.
I mean, he did a good job. I just don't understand. Yeah, he had some straight-up Taekwondo moves. Like, when he was hitting that the motorcycle fatty guy
motorcycle
and beating him
fatty.
Up. He was, like, a straight-up martial artist.
Hmm.
And, yeah, he was pretty ripped.
Apparently, this was the last movie this guy, the guy who directed this, this is the last movie he ever directed.
He was like,
good.
Get him out.
He
can't do it.
He directed a movie called High Rise, and then one called The Unseen, and another one called Savage.
The Unseen.
High Rise? High Rise? Is that with Anna Nicole Smith?
The Savage Streets looks pretty awesome. It has Linda Blair in it. It looks really ridiculous. High Rise, a young woman in New York City goes out looking for an apartment.
Oh. I can't remember the movie, but it was awful. She was like this, like, super secret agent.
Yeah, this guy only directed 4 movies, and this was his last one.
Because then he performed ritual suicide.
I like that one of his is called The Unseen. I thought that was pretty funny.
Because nobody's seen it?
Because ain't nobody saw it!
It looks like a horror movie.
It'll remain unseen.
Yeah, pretty
this
much.
This is true. So, 4 B-movie breakdown. I'm Corey.
I'm Gina.
I'm sad.
You're oh, sad.
Why
the movie
sad?
Was awful.
It was pretty bad. And next week we were watching more Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
With Friday the 13th Part 6, Jason Lives. Currently, they're showing the movies a lot on AMC. They are edited insanely.
They're on Netflix, a couple of them.
I think only
7
is on Netflix. I don't know why. It's a weird one to be on Netflix.
Just a distribution bullshit, probably.
Yeah, but the thing is, not really, because they're all owned by the same people now, because they all put out the same DVDs.
I don't know.
And you can buy them all in a set. I don't know. Anyways, they're all being shown on AMC currently, so maybe you can catch them on there. But like I was telling Ryan, I was watching part of 4 the other night on AMC. It just turned off whatever I was watching, and it was the scene in the morgue where the guy's watching the Jazzercise video, and they're replacing every like swear word. When the guy like freaks out and swears, they just replaced it with Jesus and oh God, and they didn't show his whole death. They just showed the saw going up to his throat. They skipped the whole cutting and twisting of head.
What's the point?
And then the one girl was like, oh, shit. And when I replace shit with nuts.
Oh, nuts. That's like my favorite when they show, like, Breakfast Club. And it's like, toots.
They can at least try to match their mouths. Like when they did, like, with, what the fuck's that movie? Snakes on a Plane. It's like, I want these monkey-loving snakes off this Monday to Friday plane. The words matched up with the mouth pretty well.
Monday to Friday.
What's the point, even? Just bleep it out. Or I'd like hear beeps and boops than that.
The worst one, I think, is worse than that, is in Die Hard 2. Instead of UPKA, motherfucker, at the end, on TV, it's edited with UPKA, Mr. Falcon. It's not even a character's name. Not even a character's name. Mr. Falcon. Like, what were they thinking?
They were thinking, what can we cover the swear word up with?
I remember when another time I was watching a movie and they replaced the word ass with, he's like, kiss my, and they replaced it with sandwich.
Kiss my sandwich.
Kiss my ass sandwich. Like, it's such a longer word. They couldn't just use butt. Like, it's so much shorter. Sandwich. Ass. Sandwich.
Ass sandwich.
Yeah. So, anyways, next week Jason lives. So, we did that already. So,
bye.
Touch boobs.
Slice boobs.
Dry boobs. Dry boobs. Dry them off.
Soggy boobs.
Yeah, there was too many nips.
Wet boobs. Wet
and boobs. There was a part where she like hugged that Reggie kid, and she was like, and she was like humping him.
It's the best of the worst.